One of the first areas, of course, is achievement and well-being, and one of the indicators takes a look at student retention. What are we doing when it comes to those critical years, like, for example, ninth grade? And we take a look at students who earn enough credits in order to earn sophomore status. And what trend are we seeing? Are we seeing that we are decreasing the number of students who are not able to make sophomore status? We should be, because we have put a number of initiatives in at the ninth grade to help support students. So that's one piece. Another piece deals with diversity and taking a look at underrepresented student populations in honors courses, and not just the access piece, but what are the outcomes? Are students performing at the same level or close to what their peers are performing at? So those are just two specific areas that I've been involved with a lot. And so we certainly continue to take a look at what our outcomes are for our students in those areas.
I noticed in the strategic plan it doesn't mention anything about obesity, the obesity epidemic. Is that something that's missing?
We don't address the obesity epidemic, I think, specifically as a means of measure, but certainly concerned with the health and well-being of our students. I know there's an initiative, for example, at Jefferson Middle School. We're taking a look at increased brain activity and how that's connected to physical activity. And the principal, Dr. Susan Zola, actually put in a few stationary bikes in her library, as well as a few exercise balls in the classrooms, so that students, instead of just going to the library and sitting on a chair or whatever, can also get on an exercise bike, and they actually have it fixed so that you can actually put your iPad on the bike itself and possibly go through and read a book that way too. So I think there's a lot of, and also I should mention that Carrie Busey has it as an initiative as well when it comes to the type of foods our students get during the day and making sure they get more fruits and vegetables from natural sources.
Now, as you know, Illinois just recently won $43 million from Race to the Top funding, huge amount of money, and it helped bolster education, science, math, engineering, technology. Some of the money will also be used to install the new Common Core state standards that have already been implemented in many other states. What are some of the noticeable differences that the public will see because of the Race to the Top funding, specifically in the Unit 4 schools?
I think it's too early to tell. I haven't received anything specifically from the state. I can certainly connect that to Common Core, and that we'll certainly see our students doing a lot more when it comes to higher order thinking, when it comes to especially writing in the curriculum. We're certainly going to see some significant changes in math curriculum, and that things that were maybe done in first and second grade will certainly be introduced earlier for students, especially us, as well as in the middle level, where the expectation is that students will have exposure to algebraic concepts before they exit eighth grade.
Now, Arthur Culver, I know he was brought in to help fulfill the district's promises with the consent decree, and now that it's been lifted, I'm wondering, what will you do to make sure that the district doesn't lose ground on maintaining racial equality?
When it comes to all the initiatives that were associated with the consent decree, certainly want to continue to support those initiatives and maintain our focus on both equity and excellence. So taking a look at not just how our African-American students perform, but other student groups, is not only about access but outcomes. How are they performing to the overall general population? Certainly having to address the disparity between African-American students and discipline rates when compared to other students. So it stays on the agenda.
How would you assess the level of confidence and trust that the community has in the school district?
There is a lack of trust. We're probably one of the best-kept secrets when it comes to all the things that are taking place in our public schools, and we need to do a better job of getting the good news out as to what's taking place, as well as building those bridges with different members of the community and talking about what their concerns are, what their perceptions are, and opening up good two-way communication.